All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. And you help out plenty of people for the rest of your life on your journey. Amen. Most definitely. Let us thank the Most High for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us just thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. His grace, his mercy, his favor, his love, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins, and much more that we can't even count. Amen. We serve an amazing, awesome, mighty God. Hallelujah. So we have to stay in the present, people. We have to stay grateful and appreciative, even if things may not feel a certain way towards you, or you might feel, you know, not the best right now, or truly encouraged. You have to always remember that he would never leave you nor forsake you, and the righteous are not forsaken, all right? You got to always remember to stay prayed up, people. Always keep seeking his face. He's a reward to those who seek him diligently, okay? So bless the person whose hope is in the Lord. Bless the person whose hope, whose trust in the Lord, all right? Men will trust in chariots. We will trust in the Lord, amen? So we know he's the ultimate provider, and he always looks out. And his outstretched arm is constantly at work, amen? All four corners of the earth, most definitely. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all and praying for you all. All right, so let us always uplift each other in Christ. Let's always encourage each other in the Lord forevermore. Let's always have that harmony, unity, love, peace, and gladness of heart and joy. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes. Call on his name. Sing a new song. You know, rejoice, people, rejoice. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let's gather together and just fellowship, pray, gather, play an instrument, clap your hands, dance, all of that for the Most High. Amen. Hallelujah. We definitely have to keep praising him in these times that we're in, okay? Spiritual warfare is getting a lot more intense, so we have to stay on that narrow path forevermore and stay strong with it, okay? Stay strong, bold, and courageous. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God, Father of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. And he has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless. No spot, no wrinkle, no blemish, nothing. Amen. So let the washing of the water by the word do us justice. Amen. And stay strong, people. Okay. Take it one day at a time. Hallelujah. One day at a time. All right. Yes, y'all. Let us obey the Most High. Let us obey any personal things he's told us for our personal lives and our calling and our purpose. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. And let us obey the gospel. Let's just know him better, okay? The Lord wants to keep showing us things and keep revealing more things to us. So we have to keep staying in his presence, keep living for him, keep him first forever, and constantly keep seeking his face, amen? And keep doing what the word says, doing what he told us to do, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. So today's message, we're going to continue this biblical commentary within the book of Exodus, all right? So we'll go through this commentary, and then we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Hallelujah. Amen. Most definitely, all right? So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 11 through 21. Recommended reading, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verses 16 through 18. The book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 31 through 34, and also the book of John, chapter 6, verses 48 through 51. The title of this commentary is Living in the Present. When you were a kid, did you ever wish you could see me, you could see into the future? Most children wonder what will happen to them as the years pass by and they grow older. Where will they go to school? Will they go to college? What about a career? Will they get married and have a family? This kind of thinking doesn't end when a person reaches adulthood. Singles wonder whether there's a spouse for them out there somewhere. Parents dream about what their children would be when they grow up to be. College freshmen wonder about their eventual career path. Older workers prepare for or worry about their retirement years. Human nature compels us to look ahead with wonder. Dreams of the future make the drudgery of work today worthwhile. Anticipation of future events gets us up in the moment, in the morning, and forces us to plan for tomorrow. It's what separates a man from his best friend, his dog. The Israelites in today's story were no different from us today. Faced with an uncertain future and an immediate need for food and water, they started grumbling. While they'd labored hard during their years of slavery, at least in Egypt, they always had plenty of food and water. Now here they were, out in the desert, and they and their children were hungry and thirsty. Put yourself in their place and try to look at the situation from their perspective. Chances are you'd have a few pointed questions for Moses as well. God heard them and responded by promising to provide for them. Those of us who attended Sunday school know the story well. Each morning, flakes of bread appeared on the ground, and the evening quail covered the camp. But they couldn't hoard what they gathered, and they couldn't store it. Moses instructed the Israelites to gather only what they needed for the day. No more, no less. Tough to do when you're thinking about what the children would eat for breakfast. Why was limiting what they gathered important to God? Because the Israelites needed to understand what we all need to learn, that we can sustain a relationship with God only in the present. Our past is nothing more than the story of how we got to where we are. And dwelling on it causes us to become stagnant and unsatisfied. We can't find God by worrying or dreaming about the future either, because that just makes us want to control whatever lies ahead. Yes, we have concerns and hopes and dreams for the future, but this story tells us that we can live out our relationship with God only in the here and now. God longs for us to trust him every hour and every minute of today. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What worries about the future do you need to place in God's hands? What hinders you from developing your relationship with God today? Consider the fact that the present, while fleeting, is the testing ground for your faithfulness to God and his plan for your life. Then pray for the wisdom to make the right decisions and place your hands and concerns for the future in God's good hands. Amen, most definitely. Yes, yes, hallelujah, y'all, most definitely. Y'all to praise him, y'all. Give him all the glory, praise, and honor, all of it, okay? Yes, let's praise the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, yes, let's praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Hallelujah, most definitely, y'all. He is the God of Adam. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Shem. Most definitely give him all the praise. He is the last Adam, the second Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessing only potentate, the blessing only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, that I am, that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest. King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my high tower. The Lord is my buckler. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is a sustainer. He is a sufficient one. Most definitely. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, y'all. He is the consuming fire. He is the God of heaven and earth. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. Yahweh Yahuwah Yahawashai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh Yahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha Shalom Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Ahai Yeshai, Yehosha Yehusha Yeshua, most definitely the true creator. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We touch and agree. Right in his son's name, most definitely. Yes, yes, y'all. You got to please him with faith, people. You can only please him with faith. Faith without works is dead, people. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Hallelujah. Got to call on him, people. Call on the Most High. He'll show you great, mighty things. Amen. Yes, he is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, our Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrected, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. Yes, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yehosha, Yahusha, Yeshua. Yes, the true word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. And this word is a double-edged sword, just as the book of Hebrews say. We touch and agree. Most definitely, y'all, we in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Most definitely, y'all, praise and praise and praise and call on him, people. We need the Most High more than ever in our lives. Amen. We definitely do, y'all. His son is excellent for dying for our sins. His blood cleaned up our mess. Yes, he is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new health, renewed strength, new joy, new gladness, new song to sing, new dreams, new visions. Yes, new revelations, new prophecy. Emphasizing new insights, new things God is showing you. Yes, keep seeking God, y'all. Keep seeking his face. He'll reward you. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you, people. Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things, people. Yes, y'all. So I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized, touch your life for the Most High, have new starts, new beginnings, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. Got to start over. Got to start fresh, okay? Turn from our ways and let's stay on this narrow path. Amen. Yes, yes. Self-denial. Self-denial, people, okay? Follow the Messiah, okay? He's the way, truth, and life, amen? Most definitely. So that closes out the message, all right? So live in the present, people, okay? Do not worry. Take it one day at a time, all right? The Lord is with us daily, okay? Now, what I love to do as I close out is give you all this priestly blessing on the way out, all right? So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. So there you have it. All right. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Okay. Got to keep interceding for each other. Got to keep praying for each other. All four corners of the earth, people, those near and dear to you, those right around you, within your reach, and those beyond your reach. All four corners. Prayers up. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all stay strong. Y'all keep seeking the Father through his son and keep doing what the word says. Amen. Love you all. Peace.